Lachim Bal Ferk and Vase Possig Zine. By he of a Dio Badarch Vina Elio Lacrossi, by career of April of Panavir, Atoze Adoni Eliohu. So now Ovidio and Elio are meeting, and he recognizes him. Ovidio recognizes Elio, and he says, "Oh, is that you? Is that really you?" V'yomer loy ani. Yes, it is in fact me. Lech amar la'adunecha hine Elio. Elio is telling Ovidio, "I want you to go ahead and reveal my location." Obviously, Elio wasn't hiding until now because him and Achav were not in such good terms, mm-hmm. to say the least. And so he was hiding. And now Elio is coming over to Achav to Ovidio, and he says, "Go tell your king, go tell Achav that I'm right here. I'm ready to talk to him. I'm ready to meet. Let's set up a meeting, a summit. Yeah, we'll set up a summit between Achav and Elio." So now Ovidio starts getting really nervous. But Yoimer, Mechatasi, what did I do wrong? Kiata Naisin Asavicha Biad Achav La Miseini. You're now going to go ahead and you're going to cause Achav to kill me.
Well, because if he tells him that, he's going to kill him for it. It's okay. He's telling him to do something that's going to endanger his life.
Right, why? He's going to explain why. Why is it going to endanger his life? So the Pasuk says, "Chai Hashem alekechem yish goy mamlocha asher lesholach adoini sham levakeshcha v'amru ayin." Achav searched in all the kingdoms around the land of Israel. He looked for you all over. He could not find you. V'yishbiya esam mamlocha v'esagoy ki lo yimtza'eka. Now, it seems to be over here, a machlokes, if Achav was Moshel Bakipa or not. According to some opinions, Achav was in fact a ruler, a king over the whole entire world. Right? There are a few malachim that were what the Gemara calls Moshel Bakipa. They ruled over the whole world. Achashverosh was one of them. And then he lost half of his kingdom. And that's actually when he made the Mishteh. When he lost the war, the reason why he was so happy, you would assume he would be sad. Why is he making a Mishnah? Why is he making a party? Because Achashverosh made a party, because every single country that he ended up ruling over after he lost half of his kingdom, he lost half the world, but every single country that remained in his hand had Jews in it. It's as if, almost as if it was carved out exactly. If there are Jews there, Achashverosh ruled over country. If there are no Jews there, Achashverosh did not rule over it. And he took that as a sign that Hashem is now going ahead and saying, you could go ahead and kill my people. Why is that a sign? Because, historically, the Jews were always scattered under different kings. In case one of the kings turns evil and kills the Jews under his jurisdiction, at least you have the other Jews in the other countries under the other kings that will remain. But Achashverosh ruled over the Jews. So obviously when you rule the whole world, you rule the whole world. So you ruled every single, over all the Jews. But now is the first time in history that there was a king who did not rule over the whole world, but yet he still did rule over every single country the Jews resided in. And therefore Achashverosh took that as a sign that Hashem is saying, listen, if you want to kill my Jews, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you. So to speak. Chas v'shalom. And that's why Achashverosh was so happy. Anyway, that's Achashverosh. He was one of the kings that Moshel Bakipa. According to some opinions, Achav as well was another king that was also Moshel Bakipa. So now, according to this, how do you explain this pasuk? It says, "Im yesh goyim amlach asher lo shalach adoni sham levakeshcha." It sounds like Achav sent messengers to the other kings, the other neighboring countries, to ask if Elio was there, which means that he did not rule over the other countries. So what's going on over here? So the Radak explains that he did used to be king over the whole world, but there were a few wars and he lost some cities, and that's why at this point he's not a ruler over the whole world.
But when he says, he's saying, Eliyahu tells him to go tell him I'm here. So he says, well, what are you doing to me? I'll go tell him you're here, and then Hashem's going to send you someplace else. And it comes out, I'm telling a lie, and my life is, you know, you'll kill me. That's what it seems,
right,
the way he's saying it here. What are you telling me? You're always somewhere else. I can't find you. Now you say you're here, I'll tell him you're here, and you'll be someplace else.
Right.
Who knows where Hashem's going to send you next.
Right. So we'll see in a minute why he's so afraid. So he's telling him,
and the wind from the Lord will carry you to a place I know not where. And I will come to tell Ahab. All right. Okay.
Supposed to go off, continues, the ato oimer lech emor la dunecha hine Elio. Now, Obadiah was saying, you, Elio, are telling me, to go tell Achav, my master, that, you know, me, Elio, is over here. And obviously you're not going to go ahead and present yourself to Achav. Really, what you're trying to do is, Pasuk Beis continues, V'haya ani elech me'itcha, once I leave you, and I go tell Achav that I know you are, excuse me, V'ruach Hashem yisa'eka al asher lo yedo, u'bosi lahagi la'achav lo'im tza'eka v'haragani, v'adacha yoreis Hashem mina'urai. So I know what your plan is, Elio. Your plan is, Avadio was saying, your plan is that you're going to send a message with me, Avadio, that I know where Elio is. And so until now, Achav was looking for you in other countries. And you're going to show him as if, no, you're not in other countries, you're here in Israel. Here in Eretz Yisrael.
You weren't giving me the information in the beginning, probably.
Right. So he's going to think, Achav is now going to think that once Ovidio delivers the message that he saw Elio, Achav is going to think that Elio is here in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel. And you are going to flee and go somewhere else.
That's what he says.
Right?
He won't find you.
Yeah.
And they'll kill me.
And now once I tell Achav that you're here, and really, and then you're going to run away, Achav's going to get very upset. And he's going to kill me.
I'd be upset too.
Yeah, sure. It's very understandable. And now, V'abdecha yorei es Hashem minu urai. Why would you want to do that to me? I was Yorei Hashem. I was God-fearing from when I was young. I'm a good guy. I'm good people. Don't kill me. Why are you causing something that'll bring about my death? Halehugan la'adoini es Hashem asisi barog yizevels nevi'e Hashem. Ve'achabi minevi'e Hashem me'er ish chamishim chamishim ish b'mara v'chakalim lechem v'moim. So now over here, he seems to be meant to be mentioned a random fact. He's saying, oh, I hid 100 Nevi'im, I hid 100 prophets, 50 in one cave, 50 in another cave.
I fed them
with water and bread. Why is he mentioning this over here? Is he, you know, applying for a job, you know, showing his resume? Oh, I managed to hide 100 Nevi'im. So, you know, what he's telling over here is like this. He's saying, Avodah was telling Elio like this. If you want to, you might say, Elio, then no, don't worry, he's not going to kill you, right? He's going to understand that I fed you false information, and when you went ahead to go to Lachov, that's when Elio ran away, and he's not going to hold you, Ovidio, accountable. So Ovidio is saying, no, that's not going to work. Why? Because it was told to my master what I have done. Meaning, the one who killed the Nevi'im, the one who killed the prophets, was Izebel, the wife of Achav. But Achav heard that I was the one to go and hide 100 Nevi'im. And now that he knows that I hid 100 Nevi'im, I'm already suspicious in his eyes. I'm not on his good side. I'm not really doing so well with Achav right now. My relationship with him is very rocky. If now I go ahead and give him false information, feed him fake news, that you, Elio, are somewhere and really you disappear, you go somewhere else, that's going to be the end for me. Right? If on its own, you're right, maybe he's not going to kill me just because of that. But the fact that I went ahead and I'm already suspicious because I hit 100 Navim, and then I'm going to go out and deceive him as well, that's it. I have no chance. I've got no prayer, and he's going to kill me. Right, and therefore that fact that I hit 100 Navim, that's going to be now, you know, the final excuse to go and for him to kill me. Why? Because he's afraid. Ovidio was afraid that Achav is going to suspect that not only did I hide these 100 Navim,
hit you too.
I hit Elio too. Exactly, I hit you too, Elio. Therefore, I'm really in a pickle over here. So having me deliver the message for you, Elio, that you're still around, is not exactly such a good idea for me. So how does Elio reply? V'yomer Elio, Chai Hashem Tzvokos, Asher Amadati Lefanav, Ki Hayom Ero Elov.
I'll be there.
Elio is telling him, don't you worry, son, I'll be there. I will be there.
Today.
I will appear to him today.
Yes. Yeah, as Woody Allen says, half of life is showing up. Or I think it's 90% of life is showing up. In any case, so Elio is taking a shvu, he's saying, I'm going to be there, you have nothing to worry about. So, Elio says, okay, he took a shvua, then I'm not worried. He goes over to Achav and he tells him, V'yelech Achav likras Eliyahu. So Achav now goes ahead and he approaches Elio. V'hikiris Achav's Elio. When Achav finally meets Elio, V'yoymer Achav Elov. Achav turns to Elio and he says, Ha'ata zeh oicher Yisrael. Is that you, the uprooter of Israel? You're the one who caused such death and destruction to the Jewish people.
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years of famine. That happened because of you, Elio. How dare you show your face to me? Needless to say, Achav was not exactly in such a good place. The economy is on the rocks. The people are starving. They're blaming him. Things are not going so well in the country. And he's got one person to blame for that, Elio. Now that he finally meets him, he's not a happy camper. But Yoimer, Elio turns to Achav and he says, Lo yachartes es Yisrael. I did not do anything wrong. Kim ato b'savicho. You're the one to blame, Achav. And the household of your father. Be'ozavchem es mitzvah Hashem atelech acharei ha-be'olim. You were the one who left the mitzvahs of Hashem, and you were the one who decided to follow the Baal, the false prophets. Right, so he's telling him, "Le'achartu es Yisrael." I was not the one who uprooted Israel. You are the ones who uprooted Israel. Why are they calling to uproot? Why is he referring to Achav as Oicher Israel? Because when Israel, when the Jewish people follow the Baalim, they follow these false prophets, they're like any other nation. They're no different. They're nothing special. They're not considered to be the chosen people. And now they're like all the Goyim. So don't blame me for the famine. I was the one who actually brought it about, but I only brought it about because you were deserving of it. So it's not my fault, it's because of you.
Well, that's you said before we got there, he said to him, he says, what's wrong with what I'm doing? We're okay. We get everything we need, everything is fine. Mm-hmm. Then you said, he said to him, yeah, everything is fine. Well, I'll show you it's not so fine. And that's when he stopped the rain and that.
Right.
Yeah, like that, you know, it continues into that there. And here, he's still blaming him. He's still blaming him for doing it.
Right.
He hasn't done anything wrong. No.
No one does anything wrong. Everyone thinks that they're doing the right thing. Right?
No, let me,
you expect, you think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, I'm doing the right thing. He doesn't agree with me. That's the way people are.
Yeah.
No one wants to admit that they're wrong.
I never do anything wrong. Yeah, as Chazal say, Ein adam ro'eh chayv la'atzmai. Person never sees, never blames himself for doing anything wrong. Right, that's what Chazal tell us.
Right.
So let's continue. Pasuk Yutes. Ve'ato, shlach kvoitz Eli is kol Yisrael el har HaKarmel. V'snevi'e ha'bal arba mois v'chamishim v'nevi'e asher arba mois oich le'shulchan izovel. So now, the Radaker points out something very interesting. So what does Eliyahu say? Eliyahu says, go ahead, gather the Nevi'e ha'bal, 450 of Nevi'e ha'bal, and the Nevi'e asher, or 400, oich le'shulchan izovel. They are supported by Izevel, financially at least. So the Radak says over here, it's not clear if he's referring to Nevi'e Baal and Nevi'e Asherah. Or is he referring to Nevi'e meaning when it says in the end of the pasuk, it says, Oich Lishulchan Izevel. That these false Nevi'im are Oich Lishulchan Izevel. But it's not clear, is it going on the whole pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk as well? Which is Nevi'e Habal, or is it only referring to the end of the pasuk of Nevi'e Asherah? Right?
Does it make a difference?
Yeah, they
meaning they, who they was supported by Zevel? The question is
gods, different avedas.
Right. It's a different. The question is which ones of them were supported by Zevel? What did Zevel support? All the false Nevi'im? The Baal and the Asherah, or only the Asherah?
Well, I mean, is there a difference?
Yes, there is a difference. Well, because we're going to see later on that who are the ones who showed up? Only the Nevi'e Baal showed up. Nevi'e Asherah did not show up. Why not? Because Izevel didn't let them. He said, guys, you guys stay home. Stay home. I know you guys are fake. You're going to be embarrassed. You're going to make fools out of yourselves. Let's you know, stay inside, right? She was protecting them. She knew that, you know, they don't stand a chance against Elio, right? She knew the truth, right? These people, right? It's not because they believed in the Asherah. They knew it was all fake. They knew there was nothing to it.
They believed in power. That's it.
Right.
So it seems that she was the same way. He didn't believe in that stuff.
So Achav...
No, her.
Right, no, she didn't believe in it, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far up in HaKarmel did they go?
Oh, we'll get there.
Did they take the Ma'alit?
Ma'alit, yeah, Ma'alit, the elevator. Yeah.
They wouldn't know about that.
No.
There's a... In Haifa, that's where Mount Carmel is.
Yeah.
There's a subway. You want to call it a subway?
A subway or a subway?
A cable car.
Huh?
A cable car.
It's a sub. Like you go and you take the train into Boston.
Okay.
But HaKarmel is very steep.
Yeah.
The subway goes up at an angle, and inside the subway there's steps.
All
it's
right.
Just not, because otherwise it's too steep, so you go up and you stand on a step, you go up the next step, but it's in the same subway car. That's all.
Yeah.
How come you don't fall down?
Well, I'm sure it's pretty safe.
I forgot the different stops, but all right.
Well, it's the same thing you've been seeing in the movies. People are skiing, how they get to the top.
That's a cable car.
They go in a cable car, right? No. They show lots of stuff, them fighting in the cable car and all that stuff there, what could happen. The same thing when, but this going up like that, you have to be careful to sit still, you won't fall out.
Right.
This isn't going up in the air, this is just on the ground. All right, whatever.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so this is a very important detail. We're going to refer to this later.
Let me ask one thing. Now, all of this is happening with Achab. Now, he was the king where of who?
The Jewish people.
The kingdom was split.
Right.
Right?
So no. That was, right. Well, that was previously, right.
Who was he the king of?
The north.
No, he was king of Israel.
The 10 tribes.
10 tribes, yeah.
The 10 tribes, okay.
Yeah.
The other people were all right.
Right.
Nothing was happening because basically they were still doing the right thing.
Right.
All right.
Right. Okay, so let's continue. Vayishlach Achav chol b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk chav. Achav goes ahead, he sends amongst all the Jewish people. He tells them to gather. Vayigbo yitzasanavim el har Karmel. Now, it doesn't say that he gathered the Jewish people. It says that he gathered the Nevim, the Nevi Habal. Why? Because he did not need to gather the Jewish people. The Jewish people said, oh, great, a free show, I'm there. Right? They love to see what Eliyahu has to demonstrate. They were eager to see what Eliyahu was going to do. So they came willingly, on their own. But the Nevi Habal, they had to be gathered by force by Achav, because they didn't want to show up, against Elio.
They knew.
They knew, of course. Everyone knew it was the biggest joke. Everyone knew it wasn't real, right? They themselves knew they weren't real, right? So they didn't want to come.
I think it's interesting that he says here, "Veshlach Achav b'chol bnei Israel," when he was king only over the northern kingdom and not.
That's what he was saying before.
But this says that he sent people to all of.
Right, where everything, everywhere he was ruling, yeah. Every area that he was ruling in.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, obviously not the part of that he was not ruling. Uh-huh. Yes.
But the famine was over the whole of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't just of the 10 northern tribes.
Yeah, it's not clear.
We don't know.
Not clear.
All right.
Also, if then he would send these people to only the ones that he ruled over, why does he say Bechol Bnei Israel and not just the ones in the... Because when you see Bechol Bnei Israel, what you would assume here is that he's really talking about the entirety of the Jewish people, which is not according to what he said.
Right. So, Bnei Israel is typically referred to, the tribes other than Beis David.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, Beis David is like one section,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is like the rest. So, Bnei Israel is usually referred to the 10 tribes that are not necessarily loyal to David.
Mm-hmm.
Only the tribe of Yehuda is loyal to David. Because he comes from that tribe.
To see that Asher is not as bad as the other thing.
Asherah.
With the Baal.
Right.
Because he says here, let's see. Alternate, the worship of Baal was much more ignoble than the worship of the Asherah. Whereas the Baal worship included sacrificing children through the fire, the Asherah was a type of beautification of the temple, sometimes used to beautify the high places where sacrifices were made to the Almighty. They were doing something wrong, but it is not as bad as the ones that followed the Baal.
Right.
So that's why he went there to get to them.
So
therefore, Elijah debated with the prophets of the Baal while ignoring the prophets of the Asherah.
Mm-hmm. So the Ralbag actually explains the difference between Nevi'ei Baal and Nevi'ei Asherah. He says like this. He says, "V'ine inyan Baal hoya." The Baal, the way the Baal works was, "V'ima she'echshav shayu oisim tzur yeridubal v'ima chshavasam koyach hamasharas ha'alyoin." They would have some kind of thought process in their mind to bring down this supreme power, Hashalit al Umayi, meaning the spiritual force, the Malach of that nation, so to speak, Vala Aklimahu, and over that weather system, Voyunavia Baal Oisim Minim Mapulais Yegiabayam Lahem, Min Mama Kesem Tishbalem Aidal Afimachavasam. Somehow they were able to control the spiritual entity that was over each nation. And they were able to, suck into or tap into that power, to that spiritual force, and tap into that and control it in some way.
Nevi'ei Baal?
Nevi'ei Baal, yes.
Well, you bring that there, that when I was reading with the Rambam about, he's talking about, you know, you go into other powers. That's what he said. He says each nation has their malach, whatever, takes care of their way. But the Jews, God takes care of them, everything else. He says that's where the people went wrong way back.
Mm-hmm.
Way back when they first started,
idol worship. They deserve
going to do believing that these powers can help them and do what they want there without God. God made the powers. Now we should thank the powers for doing good for us. And then after a while, they forgot about God altogether. First, they believed God, but they believed the powers. They got so into that. So that's what he's saying over here. Yeah, I can see what he's saying over here.
It's like I think they have an intermediary. In the beginning, people prayed to the sun and to the moon, and that was an intermediary between man and God. You know, because God made the stars and the moon and everything. They prayed to the stars and the moon, and we have a direct line. We don't bother with all this foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference.
Yeah, I'm saying if you look into, like Native Americans, we'll talk about the spirit of the wind, right? Or the spirit of the earth, right? They weren't just like making up stuff. It was a real thing.
Rain god, all right.
Yeah, every physical entity has a spiritual force behind it, right? Like a nation. A nation has, it says by when B'nai Israel were standing on the Yapsuf. It says, right, it says, Ro'u Mitzrayim Nesei Achareyim. They saw the Egyptians chasing after them. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Ro'u Saro Yishol Mitzrayim. Right, the Fachareyim. They saw the spiritual entity, the Sar.
Sam,
the Malach, right, the spiritual entity of Mitzrayim that was chasing them. And that's what they were afraid of. It wasn't just the physical army of Mitzrayim that was scaring them. It was the fact that the spiritual force of Mitzrayim was still alive and kicking and still chasing them. That's why they were so afraid. And it's because every nation, every physical entity has a spiritual force behind it.
The same, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Also with Daniel, when he was praying about the time of redemption from the captivity they were in, when the angel finally came, he said he actually apologized to Daniel and said, hey, sorry, Hashem wanted me to come right away, but the Sar, how do you say, Persia?
Persia, yeah.
Yeah, so the Sar of Persia was actually fighting him.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. So you see that these spiritual forces actually have real power. Right? They have real power, for sure. and obviously the world itself has a spiritual spiritual power that keeps it going. That's why the Gemara says, "Imloy brisi yomim v'layla, chukas shamayim v'aretz loisamti." If not for my covenant day and night, the laws of the heavens and the earth would not go on. Meaning, if there is not going to be Torah learning going on every single second, the world would cease to exist, because the Torah is a spiritual force behind the world, behind the physical world. And without the Torah study, the world doesn't have any ability to go on, because it doesn't have that spiritual drive that keeps it going. So that's what the Baal were basically doing. They're tapping into these spiritual forces and using them to control different aspects of the world. That's what the Baal did. The Asherah, it seems like they were more limited, because the Asherah is a tree, essentially. Asherah is an Avodah Zarah, which is a tree. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about...
Well, actually, it seems what they were doing was wrong, is they were making things in the temple that wasn't supposed to be there. That's the only thing they did wrong. It says they want to beautify it. So they wanted to make... God told them how to make it, and this and that. Now they wanted to beautify it more.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted... It seems that's what they say. So that's what they were doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Actually, you know, the other guy's saying, oh, forget about that there. We got the Baal, we don't need nothing else, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah, right.
You know, there is, from all the things here, you're saying there's a power. There's black magic. There's this. There's all this stuff still here. Why did Hashem make all this here and tell them, don't use them? Why did Hashem... I've been thinking of these things here. He created the world. He put up two trees. And don't use them. So why did he make them, why did he put them there for?
If he
doesn't want them, don't use them.
Right.
But why were they put there? They put a stumbling block, you know, in front of the people.
Right.
I mean, all this stuff. We don't see black magic around here, but they had...
I saw this black guy, and he was doing magic.
In Egypt, they would love to do all that. Change it, and there was something there, so it had to be created by God also. But he says, but no, you're not allowed to use that. Why make it for?
It gives you a mind. God gave you a mind to think. That's all.
Right? God gave you a mind to think.
He gave you a mind
don't
to think.
Don't use it. I'll give you
something.
You're
not an animal.
I'll buy you a nice thing. Take it to your house, but don't use it. Never look at it.
All right.
What am I giving it you for?
It's like buying your wife a diamond ring, and it's not really worth anything, but they make it worth a whole bunch. And the woman looks at it.
You're not getting what I'm saying. All right. Hey, I'm always bringing the same thing up. I asked you, what was Adam's, what was he supposed to do? He lived the 930 years. What did he do? They didn't say nothing about Adam. It tells about his son, what they did, what this and everything else. What was Adam doing for 930 years?
He went to the beach every day.
What was Chava doing?
Went skiing.
What were they doing? What was their, what's the word? What was their work? Everybody, he said, The Kayan did, the Kayan liked the earth. He was willing to get rid of it, and hell was taking care of the animals. What was Adam doing when they did this time? Doesn't say a thing about it.
Yeah.
He was out yelling at his kids and his grandchildren. What are you doing out here?
No, right. Like I asked you, did I ask you, who's the first human being to die? Not Cain, he was killed. I mean, died naturally. Which one?
It was Chanoich. Chanoich, I believe.
Chanoich?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he the one who went to heaven?
Yeah. No,
he didn't die. He was taken alive. I mean,
right.
Person,
he died early. He died young.
Yeah.
A person.
He died young.
Who would, from the ancients, who was the first one to die, and they buried the person?
I don't know.
Maybe they must. All right.
What difference does it make?
Just things I'm thinking about. What I'm doing? What was he doing? I mean, God tells him he can eat this. Don't touch those trees.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a whole topic in and of itself.
They were there. He had to make a reason for it.
Right.
There was a reason that he created the snake or whatever. What you want to call him? What was the snake supposed to do? What was he supposed to do?
Well, he represents the Sitra Achra.
The what?
The snake represents the Sitra Achra, the evil forces. Right. That's what he represents essentially. So it wasn't just, an animal. It was much more than that.
Like, all right, you're going back. Like I say all the time, we got two strikes against us.
Yeah.
If we got all these things that can put you away and everything else, God wanted you to be so high and level that, like everybody was before, but he gave all these things here that you can stumble. What are you? What is a human being? He's only human. He's not.
He gave you free will. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll stop here. It's late.